talking to somebody about that today. I don't want my relationship with the Lord to be expired. Amen. I want to keep it current. I want to keep it up to date. Amen. I want to say thank you for the invitation, Brother Pepper. Thank you for letting me come tonight. Amen. I'm so glad to be in this house with you. This is just the first couple times I've been able to be in the new sanctuary. And it's been a blessing. Look around and see what the Lord has done in this place. And I'm so thankful that God, no matter what happens in the world, and no matter what the devil does, God's got a church that's going forward. Doesn't matter. It's been a few times down through history, it's gotten small and it's been big, and there's been times, but nevertheless, every time it's been marching on. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for that here tonight. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Luke tonight, chapter 11. Amen. Luke chapter 11. So thankful for the songs that have been sung. Amen, Pastor, the scriptures that you read just kind of touched here on what I was preaching tonight, and so I'm thankful. Amen, for the confirmation of the Lord in this service. Luke chapter 11 there, going to be starting reading verse number 21. If you've got it, amen, would you say amen tonight? Luke 11 and verse 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divided his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man is worse than the first. Amen. That's the words of Jesus there tonight in red. The Lord being my help, I'd like to talk to us tonight on this thought. Dealing with the devil. Dealing with the devil. Amen. Tonight, would you raise your hands toward heaven and ask that God would anoint me and that he would anoint his word here tonight. Lord, we need your help tonight. God, we pray that you would anoint every thought that's come out. God, every word that's spoken, I pray, Lord, by your Spirit, you will touch our ears to hear. God, open our hearts to receive. Lord, help us to know tonight that we have been made overcomers, Lord, through your blood and through your word here tonight. God, I pray, speak to our hearts, Lord. Anoint your word. God, anoint your servant. We ask you, Lord, tonight, these things in your name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated here tonight. Thank you for standing. Amen. So Luke chapter 11 here tonight, he's talking about this strong man that's come in. And here tonight, the first problem that I notice is that it's a good thing to start out with, but verse number 25 here, he says, he findeth it swept and garnished. Now, the good thing that happens here is the Lord does a work in our life, and maybe there's something in our life that he's given us the victory over. And it may be a sin, it may be doubt, it may be sickness, it may be something in our life that has fought against us for so long, but after a while, the Lord gives us victory over it. And we're at that stage where our house has been swept and garnished. But the problem is that he doesn't do anything with that house that's empty. And there's things that come in back ahead, and because that vessel is empty, because that house is empty, there's nothing that's been replaced. Amen. The Spirit of God has not found a place to dwell, maybe in your house, and the devil has room to come in and take up a stronghold in your life. Amen. Now, to first bind the strong man here in this text, we must first disarm him, amen, for our weapons to be effective. Amen. First or 2 Corinthians there, chapter 10, the Paul is talking there, and he says that Satan may not have an advantage over you. Amen. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Amen. Now, tonight this text is talking about the context there. Paul is preaching about forgiveness and unforgiveness. And many times in the church he addresses this problem because Satan has an inroad in the church. And he becomes to fight and to struggle against the children of God. He fights against them. I mean, he begins to take away their joy. He begins to discourage them. Amen. Their light for Christ becomes ineffective. Amen. Their testimony becomes corrupted. Something happens in their reputation. The devil has an occasion and he trips them up and they fall. Amen. Their testimony becomes hindered. Their Christian life becomes hindered. And Jesus gives us a little insight into the work of the adversary there. He tells us in the book of John chapter 10, verse 10, that the devil only comes for three reasons. And that's for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Can I tell somebody here tonight that that's the only business the devil has in your life? He's tried it time and time again. I don't know if anybody else has fought the devil lately, but we can all agree, I'm sure, the devil has stepped up his attack. In these last days, amen, against the child of God and against the church of God, the devil has come against us. Amen. It seems like in a way that's heightened, a way that's increased. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. But there in 2 Corinthians, he tells us, Paul says, we are not ignorant of his devices. Still talking about dealing with the devil here tonight. That word devices is the word methods. The methods that he uses. Let me tell you tonight, the devil is very good at what he does. He's been in the business of trying to destroy the children of God. He's been in the business of trying to destroy the church of God for a very long time, and he knows what he's doing. But here tonight, friend, we don't have to be ignorant of his devices. Amen. The devil wants to discourage you. Young people, I'd like to talk to you here tonight. You're fixing to go to youth camp. You're headed to youth camp. And can I encourage you? Get everything you can from the Lord. Amen. Put your armor on. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 to put on all of these things and to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The sword of the Spirit. We've heard about it tonight. It's the Word of God. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's what we've been given to face the enemy. It's what we've been given as our weapon of offense. Amen. But here tonight, the devices the devil uses are his weapons. Can I tell you here tonight, the devil wants to make an example out of you. He wants to hold you up as a prize. Young people, he wants to destroy your life. He wants to come in. He wants to cause you to doubt the words of God. When God speaks to you and the devil comes and he makes you doubt the word of God. Amen. But we're not ignorant. That means I understand what the enemy's trying to do. I'm fighting with my eyes open. I know when the devil's coming against me. I'm able to sense that. And that's why we've got to stay full of the Holy Ghost. That's why we've got to keep our relationship with God up to date. We're able to understand how the enemy works. Paul said, I'm not fighting without any means. He said, I'm not fighting as one that beats the air. I understand what I'm up against here tonight. In each and every one of your families, I know the devil has been fighting you. He's been fighting me. And in these last days, it seems like his attack has increased. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, don't ignore what the devil's trying to do in your life. We can't just sweep it under the rug. We can't just take these things in our life and say, well, that's all right, I'll just deal with it. No, we've got to deal with it here tonight. The devil's come against you. He's come against your family. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, don't ignore what he's doing. Amen. We must fight. Praise the Lord. We've got to keep up our guard. Amen. Here in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says, the devil, your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you, he's after you tonight. Amen. The adversary is not after, he's not out there trying to destroy the lost. He's already got them in his grip. He's in here tonight. He's trying to come against the church. But Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said he would build his church. The gates of hell would not prevail against it. So number one, the way the devil likes to work most. And I'll use this analogy of a house here tonight. He begins to lay the foundation, number one, with deception. That's how it all starts. My definition here of deception is to go astray by seduction. He wants you to fight him. Now, Genesis chapter 3, this is a trick. This is the oldest trick in the book here tonight. Genesis chapter 3, the devil comes against Eve and he says, yea, hath God said. He caused her to doubt the words of God. Amen. He used deception to twist the word of God. And by the end of the story, he had her and Adam adding to what God had said and taking away from what God had said. And he had caused them to twist the word of God. Amen. Now, the serpent, it says, was more subtle than anything, any beast of the field. If you look at that word subtle, it gives the connotation of something that's bare, something that's empty. It's subtle. Now, I want you to know tonight that when you face the devil, he wants you to be empty-handed when you fight him. He wants you to not have your armor on when you're fighting the devil. Amen. But number one, deception. Eve is deceived there, and he begins to distort the truth that God has said. Now, when the devil causes a distortion of the truth, and we believe what he says, and we begin to doubt God, and then when the time is tested, and we fail because we believe something less than the truth, then the devil says, see there? You never did really hear the voice of God. Can I tell you here tonight, the devil wants to destroy what God has said in your life. He wants to cause you to doubt what God has said about your family. He wants to cause you to doubt the promises of God. We sang it here tonight. Standing on the promises. We've got to take a stand for what God has said. We say, God, you've told me this, and I'm going to stand on it. He said, when the devil becomes, he comes to take away the promises of God. Promises like, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Brother Terry, he said he would supply your need. Things like, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Things like, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When the devil comes, he tries to twist that, and he tries to tell you that God didn't really mean what he said. But can I tell you here tonight, the devil is a liar. Deception, that's the number one thing. And the scary thing about deception is deception brings pride. It causes us to well up in ourselves and say, you know what, I think I can do this on my own. I don't have to listen to what God said. That's what he told Eve in the garden. That's what he told Adam. He said, you can eat the fruit of the tree and you'll become as God. And they begin to lift themselves up. Now, number two, the devil brings doubt. And I believe that in the words of Jesus, when he said all throughout the Gospels, he used maybe some phrases that maybe had seemed a little harsh to the disciples. He would say things like, O ye of little faith, O faithless generation, fools of heart and slow to believe. But I think tonight those were words of love because, you see, Jesus was calling doubt what it was. And that's what we've got to do in our life. We've got to say, devil, I'm not listening to you anymore. I may have to struggle to believe God, but I can say like the father of that demoniac son, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. God, I'm at my end. I can't fight anymore. I've fought as hard as I can, Lord, and I need you to take over. I've come to my end. I've come to the end of my ability. And that's when God's grace, that's when God's ability, that's when God's power is most noticeable, is when we are at our weakest. Then he is magnified. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. But he comes against us with doubt. Can I tell you tonight that doubt is the gateway to fear? If you'll flip over there to Isaiah chapter 49. I'm going to read verse 14 and 15. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 and 15. This is Isaiah the prophet here talking. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Has the devil ever told you that before? Has he ever told you, God's left you all by yourself? You're not really a child of God. You see, God's forsaken you. Verse 15. Can a woman forget her sucking child? This is what God said in return. That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. They may forget. Yet I will not forget thee. That's what God said. So can I tell you tonight that doubt is the gateway to fear? We've got to call doubt what it is. Amen. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 tells us, and of love and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. But as he builds on that foundation of deception, the devil will come. He'll bring doubt. He'll begin to build walls. And maybe he'll use a little cement called fear. He's building up a house of torment. The Bible says, perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath what? Torment. And that's where the devil wants to get you and I here tonight. He wants to get us in a place where we'll stop listening to the voice of God. We'll stop trying to seek first the kingdom of God. He'll bring doubt in our life. He'll give us fear. How many's ever been afraid here tonight? Yes, I've been afraid. What are you afraid of? These are all legitimate fears. Now, fear of the unknown, fear of the future, not knowing what next step you're going to take. Maybe it's fear of weakness. That people will see you as a weak person? Is it fear of pain here tonight? Maybe the devil's got you bound down. Maybe you've had sickness in your body for a very long time, and now you're almost afraid of the pain, afraid of the suffering. Are you afraid of failure here tonight? Failure that, God, I've got all these people watching my life, And what's going to happen if I fail? What's going to happen if I stumble and fall? You see, that's a tool that the devil likes to use. It's fear. And he begins to build those walls. We've got our foundation of deception. We've got walls of doubt and discouragement. And the reason why he wants to do that is because walls block your vision. Walls block your hope of ever getting out of that place where you're in. He begins to build on that. He brings discouragement. And then finally, number five, he'll bring depression. That's the next step. It's almost as if he's built that wall, he's blocked your vision, and then he puts the roof on it, and he begins to shut out the light in your life. You feel totally forsaken by God. There's no light coming in. Now the devil has a stronghold in your life where he can go in anytime he wants. He can say anything he wants in your life, and you'll believe it. We've lost our worship, maybe. We've lost our prayer life. I know it's straight here tonight, but it's my burden tonight. I want to tell you, the devil's got a stronghold. We're no longer able to lift our hands in worship. And in the darkness is where the devil likes to work best. He doesn't like the light. He can turn his demons loose in your mind, maybe. He can turn his forces loose in your life and begin to magnify the fear and the depression and the anxiety becomes almost unbearable. And you feel like you're about to go crazy. It might be able to affect your physical body. You become under such a burden. Maybe you worry yourself sick. And the devil fights. That's how he likes to fight, with depression. And its chains are formed. And it seems like I'm never getting out of this place. Amen. You're bound. Mark chapter 5, the story of the demon says, we are legion. We are many inside. Go with me to Mark chapter 1. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful here tonight that although the devil has all of these things, he's not going to win. Amen. Jesus is the one. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and things of this world. Amen. He's the prince of the power of the air. The thing that excites me the most is when the devil comes against us with weapons. His weapons work in the natural. But our weapons are not carnal. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1 and 2 tells us, says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here tonight. Amen. Mark chapter 1, it's a story of an unclean spirit being rebuked by Jesus. Verse 21 there, and when they had went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue, talking about Jesus, and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. You see, they knew who Jesus was. The devil knows who Jesus is. Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Verse 25, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Praise the Lord. How many knows when Jesus shows up on the scene, the devil has to leave? The devil has no place. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The devil cannot remain in a place where the Spirit of the Lord is. Amen. Can I tell you, friend, here tonight, if you're bound, there's freedom at these altars. There's freedom in the presence of the Lord. Amen. But verse 27, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Amen. Here tonight, Jesus shows up on the scene. He's the deliverer. And whatever you're dealing with here tonight, if it's deception, if the devil's trying to deceive you, if he's trying to make you doubt the promises of God, can I tell you here tonight, the devil's not going to win. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Can I tell you here tonight, friend, truth is marching on. We're not going to lose. I want to encourage you, friend, here tonight, we're not going to lose. Jesus has made us victorious. He says we've been made overcomers. They were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And because of His love and because of His sacrifice and because of His power, we've been made overcomers. Amen. And now when we tell our testimony, we're no longer in the place that we've been in. We're no longer in that dark box of deception and fear where the devil has had us bound down for so long. And maybe we've been doubting the promises of God in our life. And now the devil comes against us. But now we've got weapons on our side. We've got the sword of the Spirit. We've got a shield of faith. Amen. That we're holding up. We're saying, devil, I'm not going to listen to you any longer. Devil, I'm not going to believe your lies in my life. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give glory to God because He is the one who's brought me the victory. Amen. Here tonight it says He commanded with authority. I'm glad that when Jesus shows up on the scene here tonight, there's always going to be victory. I tell you tonight, we've got a part to play though. When we realize we're at the end of our own ability, we're at the end of our own ability to believe. When the devil comes to make us doubt the promises of God, I want to tell you here tonight, friend, Jesus is for you. He wants you to win. Amen. The devil's not going to win here tonight. We can deal with him. If number one, we've been washed in the blood. Number two, we're filled the baptism, the Holy Ghost. We're seeking after those things that would cause us to become victorious. Amen. The weapons of our warfare, I quoted it here tonight, are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. I think of that song that says, "This is how I fight my battles." It's praise. It's worship here tonight. She was singing about it earlier. Amen. This is how I fight my battles. Lord, I choose to wait on you, and I'm going to worship while I'm waiting. This is all I can do, Lord. I've got to stand back and see. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, when they were at their wits' end, it seemed like the children of Israel were standing there at the Red Sea, and Moses didn't maybe know what to do, and the children of Israel were beginning to panic, and God says to him, He says, "Stand still and see the salvation." Can I tell you tonight, friend, the battle is the Lord's. The book of Psalms tells us, who is this King of glory? It's the Lord strong. The Lord strong and mighty in battle. Can I tell you here tonight, we're following Him. He's the captain. The Bible says He calls Him the captain of our salvation. He's the one we're fighting with tonight. We're not fighting against each other. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not fighting my brothers and my sisters here tonight. But I'm wrestling against the devil who means business. He's not playing games here tonight. I can tell you young people, He's not playing games with your life tonight. He's out to get you. But there's somebody who's bigger and who's stronger. And His name is Jesus. And you can call on Him anytime you feel like it. When you feel afraid, when you feel scared, I can tell you, the devil doesn't care what age you are. He'll try to attack you. He really will. Even down to these young ones. I can remember times when I was young, maybe laying in bed at night, and I begin to feel such a fear. I didn't know what I was scared of. Maybe it was just the dark, but I feel like maybe the devil was coming against me. And maybe He's done that to you here tonight. These young ones. Can I tell you, Jesus is bigger than the devil. He's bigger. Love that old song. God is bigger than the boogeyman. I'm serious here tonight. You can call on the Lord in times of fear. When you feel afraid and you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe you're afraid of something as big as a math test. I know it's summertime, but school. Maybe you're afraid of what's going to happen in your family. Maybe you don't understand everything that's going on with your parents. But I can tell you here tonight, Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And when the devil comes to attack your mind with fear and doubt and telling you that when you grow up, you're going to be just like that person, I'd like to encourage you here tonight. You can call on the name of Jesus and He'll be there for you. He cares about you. It doesn't matter what age you are. The devil, he will. He'll try to attack you. But amen, here tonight, Jesus is bigger. He's greater. When Jesus shows up, amen, whether it's praise or whether, amen, it's a simple act of obedience, when God tells us to do something and all that's holding us back from the victory is us obeying the voice of the Lord. You see, that's what they had to do in Joshua's time. They won the victory in a way that victories were not normally won, just by walking around. The Bible says they marched around the city of Jericho. And I don't believe it was because they marched, but I believe it was because they obeyed. It didn't matter what God told them to do. They got the victory over the devil because they obeyed. And here tonight, if that's your case, If maybe it's just a simple act of obedience that God wants you to do here tonight that will bring victory in your life over the devil, over that fear, over that sickness. Maybe you've been fighting a physical pain here in your body for a very long time. I believe the Lord can heal you here tonight. Don't doubt the Lord. When He says something in His Word, it's true. We've got to have faith in what the Lord says. Don't let the devil whisper here to you tonight. Amen. Would you stand with me? Praise the Lord. Sister Gina, could you come to the pen? Amen. I'm going to open up these altars here tonight. If you've got something you've been fighting the devil with, I can tell you I have. The devil's been coming against me. We can all agree here tonight as time marches on and the older that we get, maybe it's more noticeable, but the devil's coming against us pretty strong in our families, in our physical bodies. He'll try to attack us. He really will. But I'd like to encourage you here, friend, tonight. He's not going to win. Believe me when I tell you, the devil is a liar. Right. And the Word of God is true. And it's our weapon. That's how Jesus responded. He said, "It is written." Amen. Would you bow your heads with me here tonight? Amen. Lord, I feel like I've delivered my burden. I feel like this is what You've given me. Lord, I just wanted to encourage here tonight, God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And that the devil can be dealt with. Lord, whether he comes against our faith, whether he comes against our family, our finances, God, our victory lies in You. Lord, I pray tonight that a heart would be encouraged to look up, to lift up our head. It's almost over. Lord, You've given us the victory. You said in Your Word, "Thanks be to God who hath given us the victory." And Lord, here tonight, we've got to maintain what You've given us. And I pray here tonight, Lord, the battles that are being fought, God, in the mind, in the body, Lord, in the spirit, I pray, God, that You would cause some victory here tonight. Lord, that we could leave this place knowing that I've surrendered my doubt. Lord, I've surrendered my fear. I've surrendered my way of doing things. God, I've surrendered it to You. Lord, I pray here tonight that a heart would be touched. Would You come here tonight? I'm going to open these altars. If you've got a battle you've been fighting, maybe in your mind, in your body, the devil's been whispering maybe and telling you that you don't have to believe what God said. If you're believing God for one of your family members and the devil has told you they're not going to ever be saved, the devil's told you that they're not ever going to change, can I tell you, friend, here tonight, all things are possible to him that believeth. And if you need a financial miracle here tonight, I'm not preaching prosperity, but God supplies our needs. We are His children, and He takes care of us. If you need healing in your body tonight, I want you to come. I want you to surrender that. If it's just a simple act of obedience that's holding you back from complete and total victory, the Lord wants to complete that work in your life tonight, but you've got to take a step. You've got to march forward. You've got to say, "Lord, here it is. I'm giving it to You." Oh, Jesus, would You meet with us tonight, Lord? We're asking You.